I have never seen conditions like this in my life. There are about 17,000 people sheltered in the UN base. And the agencies that are working there, including WST, many of the medical charities, UNICEF, all, IOM, all of the agencies are doing the best they can in extremely trying circumstances. But really, the whole place where people are staying has turned into a sea of mud. People are living on top of each other. You know, they're surrounded by mud when the, you know, and it's the rainy season now. We got caught in a downpour that just turns the place into a giant, you know, sort of raging river. You know, there's a great deal of danger from all sorts of health and sanitation hazards if those conditions for people aren't improved. The agencies are doing their best, but they also need additional resources and they need more space for the IDPs, but for our own staff. Our staff are also living in tents. In pretty similar circumstances and, you know, and in what's really pretty appalling conditions in that camp.
What about the rest of Malakal? Is the town destroyed? Is there anything left?
It actually looks like, to me, like a city that has been abandoned for years. It's basically a ghost town. And you see, streets where that have just grown up with really tall grasses, shrubs, sorghum, all kinds. It's completely abandoned. It doesn't look like a city anymore. It's a ghost town. And there are a couple of areas of town where you still see some limited activity. But last year, it was, or even 8 months ago, it was a thriving, bustling city with many thousands of people living there. And now there's basically only activity in a couple of limited places. And then this enormous population living in a lake of mud at the UN base.
But that's not the entire population of Malakal, I would presume. So where is everybody else?
Basically, I think the entire population of Malakal has either fled town or fled into the UN base. There are very, very few people left in the town. And a lot of people have... I had been to the area of Wau Shilluk, which is just across the river, some ago. There were 40,000 people at that time who had fled from Malakal across the river into that area. Fighting has reached that area as well, so many of those people have fled elsewhere. But what we've seen is in many of the cities in South Sudan, outside in Bentiu, in Bor, in Malakal, these repeated waves of displacement as the cities have changed hands between the government forces and the opposition forces several times. And then as fighting, people have fled from the cities to rural areas or to smaller villages where they initially feel safe. And then the fighting moves to those villages and they have to flee again and sometimes again and again and again. There's practically nobody left in Malakal outside the UN base and a couple of other very sort of small, very limited population. It's one of the larger cities in South Sudan, and today it's practically abandoned.